And, well, if it's calm, you mean that there's not much wind, but if you're trying to tell somebody that it's changing from, you know, blowing hard, you say the wind is what?
Uh-huh.
It's calm now. That means it's not blowing. But if it's been blowing hard and you want to tell somebody that just it's beginning to change a little bit, it's not calm yet, but you're trying to talk about the change, you say the wind is... Or what about if the wind, if there hasn't been any wind, and now gradually it's starting up, how would you say that? The wind is what?
Beginning of this.
Okay, and the opposite of it, the wind is?
Calming.
Okay.
Down.
What about if you go out in the fall and the early morning, and it's not, not really unpleasantly cold, but it's getting cold. How would you describe that? It's what this morning? It's rather
frigid.
Okay. Was that what you'd more like this day? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of times.
Okay. And what do you call it when you have a white coating on the ground in the morning? You say, well, last night we had a
big frost.
Okay. And if it was so cold that the water got hard on the pond, you would say the pond?
Is ice.
Okay. Last night it... If the entire surface was not covered, but just a little bit around the edges, you might say, well, it what?
Was light ice.
Okay. If it gets much colder tonight, the whole pond might
ice over.
Okay. Or what about, you might say, well, my refrigerator's not working properly. The ice cubes won't Or you might say, well, if he stays outside in this weather, he will what today?
Freeze.
All right. And you might use that about the pond. You say, last night the pond
froze.
Okay. And if it's been like this for about a week, you might say, well, every morning I've gone out there and looked, and the pond has... It's been what over?
Frozen.
Okay. And I can't remember whether I asked you this one before. I know you call this room right here that we're sitting in your
living room.
All right. And when you were a little girl, that room in the house might not have been called the living room. It might have been called the
parlor.
Okay. And in talking about rooms and their height, how would you describe how high this ceiling is in here? You might say this room is about
12 foot.
Okay. I believe. And you were going to tell me about the hog killing and the different things that you all did with the other parts of the hog.
Well, when they got the hair off of the hog and the hog was cut up, then we'd go over the head and scrape it good, and if there was many hair stubs, why, we would singe it, but we didn't like to, but we would.
Well, how would you singe it? You mean with fire?
Yes, with the brown paper bags. That's the best thing. It don't